This Sunday, Hawk Island Park in Lansing may look a little like Hong Kong Harbor, minus the supertankers. The annual Capital City Dragon Boat Race comes to the park for the first time. About a dozen teams of 20 people apiece will compete in 40-foot-long boats affixed with ornate Chinese dragon heads. The race is a fundraiser for the Women's Center of Greater Lansing. Current State's Kevin Lavery met up with two dragon boat team captains. First, Kevin spoke with Terry Police. That's where it came from. She leads the Dirty Oars, a ragtag squad that fancies itself more as pirates than paddlers. She explains how she fell in love with this ancient sport.
What piqued my interest is I always loved to be on the waters. I love boating, I love sailing, and I was looking for things to do that I can have fun and still keep it within reason of the budget. And I happened to find the Capital City Dragon Boat doing it, and I said, I want in. And it was something that was affordable. We're staying in the area and meet new people.
How many teams are competing this year?
Last I heard, it's about 12 teams. There's going to be 3 divisions, and we're still trying to get everything all together. We've met up at the Hawk Island for where we're going to set up and where we unload. And I think it's going to be around 250 to 300 meters that we really paddle.
These boats are about 40 feet long. There's about 20 or 22 people typically to 20. A boat. 20, okay. That would be 18 paddlers. One person is on the stern. The other person is calling in the front, and they're the drummer. Now, as the captain, are you at the bow or the stern?
I'm usually part of the rowers. Being deaf myself, I tend to be strategically toward the front so I can help developing that cadence. We have the engine, the stronger people in the back. We have the drummer to help keep us all in sync and cadence. And we also have the flag person that's going to grab the flag. It's fantastic. You have to come out and join us, join the team, join spectating.
I was going to ask you about your hearing situation. You have a cochlear implant.
Yes.
Is it more challenging then to be able to hear the commands and to be in sync with your other teammates, or is it really a matter of feel? You're watching them and you get into a rhythm because you can just kind of feel it around you without actually having to hear the commands.
It is challenging, but I've learned to try to triangulate because you also have to watch your other people paddling, feel the beat. So it is more challenging for the deaf when you have to triangulate everything. But I also have strong people around me to keep me in sync with them.
I'm talking with Terry Police, who is the captain of the Dirty Oars Dragon Boat Team, and the Capital City Dragon Boat Race happens this Sunday at Hawk Island County Park. We are downtown in Lansing at the Lansing City Market. We are right next to the Grand River, and I asked you to meet me here because this was the scene of at least one of your team's victories. I believe that was last year. What special memories do you have about this particular stretch of the river when it comes to dragon boating?
Well, every year has been different, but this year, last year actually, was also great because we ended up grabbing a pedestrian onto our boat for the race. And we actually was able to get gold again. First year with bronze, gold, and then last year with gold again. And it's a team effort. We're all paddling in sync, in cadence, and just being here in the heart of Lansing, that's really always special.
About 4 years ago, I actually had the pleasure of going out on the river early in the morning around this time of year with Rob Flanders.
Yes.
At the time, he was captaining Team Dragonheart. And when I got on his boat, it was really a workout, and I expected nothing less. Here's a little bit of that.
We assemble in the boat, life vests on, paddles at the ready, and in my case, a microphone and camera, too. Standing commandingly at the stern, Flanders starts us off with a warm-up.
All right, paddles up, stick her away.
Ten paddles ply the waters as one. It's all in the shoulders, not the arms. Good rotation is the key. I forget that, and my forearms are paying for it. Flanders watches our technique and spurs us on.
Open, open, rotate, open that heart to the center. Yes, nice weight foot. Open the heart to the center.
As he steers us beneath a bridge, Flanders wants more effort. He calls for a power stroke.
Power in 3, 2, 1.
For a moment, we seem to be racing the train that shudders by off our starboard side. After an hour, our run is over.
Nice practice, Dragonheart. Nice practice.
Do you know Rob Flanders? He's kind of a legend in this area.
Yes, he is. He is a favorite favorite camaraderie. I do look forward to his expertise. His wife, Joanna, is also doing dragon boat instructions, you know. But I look for inspiration through Rob because he is fantastic in what he does.
Terry Police is the captain of the Dirty Oars team in this year's Dragon Boat Race. It'll be held Sunday at Hawk Island County Park in Lansing. Terry, best of luck, and sounds like a lot of fun.
You need to join our team, too. We'll have to kidnap you and be part of our team.
What did I get myself into?
A lot. when it comes with us, we take everything and anything.
One of Terry Police's competitors this year at Hawk Island is Sarah Schreiber. She's a 24-year veteran of the Michigan Farm Bureau Insurance Company, and she's the captain of a team called One Fun Bureau.
I think this is our third or fourth year, and got a lot of excited people, so it's going to be a good weekend.
Are you a native Michigander, Sarah?
Well, yes and no. I've lived here since I was 8, so most of my life, but I was born in Wisconsin.
Close enough. That means you have spent at least an hour of your life at some point in your life in a canoe.
I have. When I was younger, my mom took us out, and I've been out canoeing since then. But obviously, this is totally different than being in a canoe. So.
And that was my question. What it is that appealed to you about dragon boating and why you made the leap? I mean, it's a much larger boat, many more people. You know, a lot of people like to canoe in this state, and this is a different animal altogether.
It is. I mean, you know, it's not about who's the fittest. It's about the team that works together the best. You can have, you know, 10-year-old Girl Scouts paddling together versus the MSU football team, and they're all paddling however they feel like. The Girl Scouts are going to win. So it's about teamwork, and, you know, it's a lot of fun figuring out where you're going to be in the boat and who's going to paddle, who's going to do the drum, who's going to be the flag catcher. And, you know, people get really into it, like, so-and-so's got to be in front. And they just get really, really excited because those are the pace setters in front. And people just gravitate toward it because you don't really need a whole lot of practice. And you don't need your own boat because they're supplying it.
That said, though, Sarah, do you have a technique that you and your team have perfected? And I'm not asking you to reveal any trade secrets here before Sunday. But, you know, it's something that... Is there maybe a distinctive style that we should be looking for when we're out there looking for One Fun Bureau?
Well, I hate to say it, but probably not. We're kind of a wing it team, and I think a lot of the teams just kind of wing it. I mean, we only do this once a year. And, you know, you've got people, you know, you want your stronger people in the front so they can keep the pace. And if you can sink, you'll do well.
That would be S-Y-N-C, not S-I-N-K.
Correct. We don't want to do S-I-N-K, but if we do, thankfully, everyone's going to be wearing a life jacket and there's going to be a safety boat out there, but it's very hard to tip these boats. They're 1,200 pounds.
See, words matter in radio, and so we have to have the right definition of sink.
Right, for sure. No, nobody's going to sink, and nobody's even come close. We've got experienced Stearns people, and they take care of it. Hawk Island, obviously, is a man-made lake. We're not going to have any waves. Hopefully, the Loch Ness Monster won't be there, but... You never know.
Sarah Schreiber is the captain of One Fun Bureau, which is the Michigan Farm Bureau Insurance team. They and about 10 or 12 others, I believe, 12, will be participating in this year's Capital City Dragon Boat Race. It's in a new venue this year. It's at Hawk Island County Park in Lansing. The actual race begins, I believe it's 8:30 in the morning on Sunday?
Yep, 8:30 is kind of, we've got the national anthem. And in fact, one of my coworkers, Sam Dan, is going to be singing the national anthem, so that's kind of cool. And then we have the Awaken the Dragon ceremony. And then at 9 o'clock, racing begins. One thing we want to mention is the Lansing Marathon is coming through. So if you come to see us, you can see some marathoners as well. But be careful coming into the park so you don't hit any of them.
Good advice. Two for the price of one.
Right, exactly. Two big sporting events happening in Lansing at the same time.
Very good. Sarah, thanks so much for your time and best of luck on the water on Sunday.
Hey, thanks a lot. We hope to have a lot of fun. Go One Fun Bureau.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.